There isn't much support for this because people don't like to talk about it because it's a grim thing and people don't like to know about bad things. It's one of the things that I've written in my project that I'm working on. I think everything I've been on, every demonstration, every kind of gathering of people to demonstrate about this, the BBC have been there, and other news providers, and the interviewer, radio stations. They do lots of interviews and they say, oh yes, it'll be on the wherever o'clock news. And then you watch it and it's not on. It's another one of those things that, yeah, terrible things happen, but people don't need to know about it. It's one of those. People only usually know about it when they've been affected by it, when they know someone that's got it. Which is not... it's the biggest industrial disaster known to man. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's already killed 1 million people. And 4,000 people die every year in this country, which is more than any other disease and illness, and more than dying road accidents. And I think that's the next biggest killer. But the government don't like it when you actually use numbers, you know, because then people get a bit frightened. I think they said at one point that 1 in 4 men of, like, in the 50s would get this disease at some point. But they don't like to, when you say numbers and things like that, because it is scary. And the government don't put any money into research. Well, you can't really, because you can't expose someone to asbestos because you're going to kill them. But, I mean, the other thing is there is a medicine that can prolong the life. But it's very expensive. So they weigh it against a drug that's going to cure someone, as opposed to just make someone live an extra 6 months. So often they won't give you the drug. So that's one of the other campaigns that goes on, to get people this drug, to let them live longer, you know, give them a bit longer to live.